So I kind of want that to be written down in, because that's an important principle, because many times we project onto other people our value system, expecting them to live our value system instead of honoring them as they live their value system. So the only thing we can really expect is for people to live their value system. And anytime we expect them to live anything but that value system, we're going to create a false expectation, aren't we? Unless we learn the art of communicating our value system that we're projecting onto them in terms of their value system, and in direct proportion to how well we're able to do that, they will then live according to their value system, but in a way that will satisfy ours. And I'm going to say that again in a different way as we go through here. In other words, I'm going to rehash now. Everybody here has a set of values. What's most important, second most important, etc., all the way down the list. We filter the world in our sensory world and our motor. We express and act upon the world according to these values. You live your life according to those. Now, somebody might ask, how do you determine those values? Let's look at those. And this is something you may want to write too. If you look at your house, your car, and your office, or wherever you hang out, whatever your space is, how you fill your space is determined by your values. So if you go to my space, wherever that is, you'll probably notice books and research materials. If you go to another person's space, you might see clothes, like my wife. My wife is a professional clothes purchaser. It's very high in her values. For a long time, it was shoes. She had a shoe store, a non-commercial shoe store. So if you look around the house, you'll see that clothes. We have a huge closet. In fact, this room is about the size of the closet now. So I'm joking a little bit. I have a little closet that becomes available on occasion. But the point is that my wife and I live our lives according to our values, and how we fill our space expresses our value system. How do we spend our time? How we spend our time determines it. Many times people come to me and they say, well, the most important thing in my life is my family. And I say, well, how do you spend 24 hours a day? Oh, 14 hours at work. How they spend their time during their day determines their value system. What people say to you may not be true, but how their life is demonstrated is more true. I'm not listening to what you say as much as what you're demonstrating in your life. So how you fill your space, how you spend your time, how you spend your energy is a third one. How you spend your energy. What do you put your energy on? How do you spend your money? Because you will not express it, according to Alfred Marshall in his Principles of Economics, we will spend our money according to our values. Do you know that if a person has a high value on saving money and becoming wealthy, they will save first and then pay their bills accordingly after that. But if a person has saving and becoming wealthy down at the bottom of their values, they'll have more month at the end of their money than money at the end of their month. And they'll have everything else in the way of saving, and they always pay they pay everything else, and at the bottom they go, they ran out of money. It has nothing to do with how much money you make. It has everything to do with the values. Your values determine whether or not you'll ever be wealthy or not. I'm using that as an example. Your values determine whether or not you'll ever have a relationship a certain way. And I'll elaborate on that. So how you spend your energy. Next is how you spend your time. Your money, space, time, energy, money. The next one is what you think about. What do you cogitate about in your brain most frequently? What do you think about all the time, most of the time? Again, my wife is thinking about beauty. If I look at hers, beauty and health, clothes, shoes, beauty and health, clothes, shoes, beauty and health, clothes, shoes. Me. But the point is that each person, how they spend their fill their space, how they spend their time, how they spend their energy, how they spend their money, what they think about. Next, what do they visualize? What's their visually dream, their dream vision? What do they see for themselves? What do they envision for themselves? It's an expression of their values.